Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Bonjour.
Bonjour Erika.
Bonjour Christella.
Bonjour tout le monde. Bienvenue sur Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
The music show where we teach you the lyrics to the songs that you want to know. Now this week is a special week in France.
Very special week.
Why?
Because it's France's national day.
The national holiday, we call it Bastille Day. You guys sometimes call it le 14 juillet, the 14th yeah. of July.
Fête nationale.
It's a day to celebrate France's liberty, independence, history.
Yes.
And so what better song to do for you this week than...
The French national anthem, La Marseillaise.
We're going to learn all about the song that makes the French people rise to attention, put their hands over their hearts and sing to their country, right?
Yeah.
The thing about this song that will strike people to be a little weird is it's not what you would expect the French people to be singing when they're singing their national anthem. You know, it's always like liberty, fraternity, equality. And there's also a sense in France, very pacifist, anti-war, anti-guns and stuff. And this song is kind of sort of violent, actually.
Yeah, it is. That's because this song was written in the context of revolution.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the history of it.
So yeah, this song was written during the revolution and...
And the revolution was really long. There were different stages of it, right?
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. It took a long time.
What was the first stage?
The storming of the Bastille.
And that's what's celebrated on the 14 juillet.
Yeah, and people starting turning against the monarchy. The king started losing power. He was losing power, so then he declared war on Austria because he wanted people to have another enemy. But unfortunately, it didn't work.
But that's right about when the song was written, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this song was written in 1792. It was written by Rouget de Lisle,
mm-hmm.
A French poet and composer.
Okay, so originally the lyrics were meant against that Prussian army.
Yeah, they were. But later this song was adopted by French soldiers from Marseille.
Okay.
And then they went to Paris, took part in the storming of the Tuileries.
And at that point, during that storming, the enemy was the king again, right?
Yeah, it was.
Now the enemy that they were thinking in their head was no one in the Prussian army when they were singing this.
No, it was just the king, the monarchy. This song officially became the national anthem in 1795.
Okay, and it kind of also encompasses, well, we'll listen to it and we'll see as we go along, but there's a sense of freedom, the oppressors, the tyranny.
Yeah, fighting for freedom. Yeah, it's a very patriotic song. You're going to see that people really want to fight for their rights.
Mm.
And their freedom.
Okay, well, let's listen to the first two lines. What's the very first word we're going to hear?
Allons.
Let's go. Come on, let's go. Allons.
Allons enfants de la patrie, le jour de gloire est arrivé.
Allons enfants de la patrie.
There's a liaison there.
Yeah, there is. Allons enfants yeah. de la patrie.
Come on, children of the fatherlands. Why?
Le jour de gloire est arrivé.
The day of glory has arrived.
It's time for glory. Time to make history.
Okay, so in the next part, they're going to talk about what's kind of going on in that history, who they're up against, right?
Yeah.
So here's the next two lines.
Contre nous de la tyrannie, l'étendard sanglant est levé.
Contre nous de la tyrannie.
So this contre.
It's actually a verb.
Yeah, normally means against, but.
Yeah. The verb is contrer.
What does it mean as a verb?
To counter.
Yeah, block, shield. So contre nous, shield us. From what?
De la tyrannie.
Then usually we get our first sort of violence image.
L'étendard sanglant élevé.
L'étendard is like the standard or the flag.
Yeah, sanglant.
Bloody, so the bloody flag or the bloody standard.
Élevé is raised.
Now we get a sense of what they were hearing.
Entendez-vous dans les campagnes mugir ces féroces soldats?
So this was a question.
Yeah, it says, entendez-vous dans les campagnes?
So do you hear in the countryside?
Mugir ces féroces soldats. Mugir.
means to roar or like to bellow, scream like an animal, right?
Yeah.
Is that a sort of poetic word?
I wouldn't say poetic, but definitely not very common.
Okay.
Nowadays.
So who is the Muji referring to? That who's doing this?
Ces féroces soldats.
These ferocious soldiers de la tyrannie.
So what do they do, these ferocious soldiers? Let's find out.
Ils viennent jusque dans nos bras, égorger nos fils, nos compagnes.
Ils viennent jusque dans nos bras.
So they come all the way into our arms.
Égorger nos fils, nos compagnes.
Égorger is a little strong.
Yes, it's to slit someone's throat.
To slaughter. That was another definition I saw, but it's the literally.
Literally, yeah, to slit someone's throat.
Of our nos fils, our sons, and
nos compagnes.
So what's compagne here? So is it like companions?
It's more like their female companions, like their wives.
Okay. So that presents a picture of, you know, they're slitting the throats of our sons and our women. Now comes the battle cry of how we're going to respond to all this outrage. In the next three lines, there's a lot of commands of the people. Here's what you got to do now.
Yeah, like rally us, people. Let's go.
Okay, let's hear it.
So you hear this rallying cry, aux armes, citoyens.
To your weapons, citizens. Aux armes.
Formez vos bataillons.
Form your battalions. Get on the battlefield, get ready. And
marchons, marchons.
Marcher, we think more is to walk, but here.
Let's march.
Yeah, marchons. Now there's only two more lines that we're going to listen to today. Actually, the original song has like 12 verses.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Yeah, but these are the two that mostly you guys would sing, right?
Yeah, that everyone knows.
So there's two more. This is what their ultimate goal is. Okay, so now let's look at these last two lines here.
Qu'un sang impur.
May a
tainted blood.
Impure blood, meaning of the enemy's blood, right?
Yes.
What?
Abreuve nos sillons. Abreuver, it's a verb that means to give, to drink.
Or to fill with liquid.
Yeah.
What?
Nos sillons. A sillon is usually used when talking about plowing fields.
Yeah, it's kind of like those grooves that you see in like the farming. There's like a filled, abreuver, we should fill them with
the sang impur
of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
Yeah. Now, that is, you know, it's funny because, like, even Christophe was like, ah, this song, though, it's so, you know.
Yeah, it's so not.
Not what you imagine, I guess.
Yeah.
Especially because France is so pacifist and anti this kind of stuff. And
yeah, and just the lyrics are really strong.
Mm-hmm.
Égorger, mm-hmm. sang impur.
Right.
But at the time of the revolution, mm-hmm. they were really passionate, and at the time, they wanted to fully become citizens.
Mm-hmm.
I guess by singing this song, they got the feeling that they were one people fighting for the same rights, for the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go, aux armes citoyens, it's a patriotic cry. I mean, today when we sing it during football matches, for instance,
mm-hmm.
we still get this sense of like we're all one people,
mm-hmm.
we're all citizens and proud of it. We don't really think about the whole. It's
right, yeah, yeah. And you can imagine too, because originally, I mean, when you realize that it was written, the enemy is the army coming, not the king inside, and that's why there are so much like army type. Metaphors,
yeah.
But then afterwards it kind of became a symbol of all the tyranny, all the stuff that the French people turned over in order to create this country of freedom and independence they have now.
Yeah, and I think that's why we kept the song till today, because it's a symbol of the revolution, and without the French Revolution, I mean, France wouldn't be what it is today.
Right.
That's why I think it means so much to us.
Mm-hmm. So now you know the lyrics to La Marseillaise. And I hope you also maybe understand the history behind what it's all about, what the metaphors now stand for, which is the liberté,
égalité, fraternité. And it's also good that you know what this song is about, because if you go to France, you might hear it, especially if you go to a football match.
You probably for sure hear it. Now you can sing along, right?
Yeah.
So if you have any questions about this or you want to talk about it, come visit FrenchPod.com.
Yes, so we're going to have another song for you next week.
Now, as we exit the podcast, we're going to hear the main verse again. And happy Bastille Day, Christella.
Thank you, Erika. Bonne fête nationale à tous.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.